Good evening, Audio Boo. Good evening, everyone. Friday evening, just coming up to 6 o'clock, and this is the second Audio Boo I've managed to record this week, living up to the promise that I would record two before the end of the weekend. This is a second, so I've achieved my target, my stated aim, and potentially there may be more, but I'm not making any promises. Because I noticed listening to Audio Boos that I've been catching up on, particularly Neil's, this seems to have developed from going to getting back into audio booing to recording a boo a day through August. And as today is the 3rd of August, is it the 3rd or is it the 4th? No, it's the 3rd. And I've only recorded two, I've already failed. Add to that, I suspect if I were to record a boo every day, I probably have no friends left because, well, one, I've probably not got enough to say in an audio boo every day, and two, I should think the sound of my voice would drive you batty. So I don't think I'll be doing one every day, but I'll see how we go and see what I can manage. Anyway, much like my last audio boo, this is also a multitasking boo because I'm cooking dinner. Fairly typical Friday night dinner of steak, handmade by me, potato wedges and corn on the cob, sweet corn, and probably some tomatoes and possibly a fried egg. In fact, definitely a fried egg because I've already cracked them into the glass, so they'll definitely be going in. So fairly simple to cook, but fairly nice Friday meal. I'm just turning the steaks over there. So, yeah, all looking very good. I'm very hungry because I'm standing here smelling the... if this was Smell-a-boo, this would be driving you mad as well. In other news, not a lot happening. It's Friday, so obviously the end of the working week, moving into the weekend. It's a lovely evening here. I'm hoping that's going to hold for the weekend because... jobs to do on the allotment and things like that over the weekend. I'm also hoping I'll be able to find some time to sit down in front of the keyboard and write a bit. I have to say, been neglecting the writing a little bit the last few weeks, mainly because I just haven't really been there. My head hasn't been there. I'm struggling a little bit to get Kilobytes out to a full novel length. Not because the ideas aren't there, just because, kind of, I don't know, maybe it's because it's written already, and although the new ideas in my head are good, I think they are anyway, they're struggling to form into words on the page. Add to that two of the keys on my keyboard on my laptop, the Y and the U, which obviously are next to one another, seem to be intermittently working or not working. Which is causing problems, particularly as I touch type. Obviously, it's leaving gaps in words and text and things like that, so very annoying. I'm hoping, and I need to check, that actually the laptop is still under warranty and that as it's an in-home warranty, I can arrange for someone to come out and either replace the keyboard or replace the whatever the bit under the keyboard is, whatever's wrong, but I need to look into that. I can do that online, but I need to do it on the laptop, if that makes sense. So yeah, I'm hoping this weekend will be a bit of a artistic and gardening weekend, but we'll see what happens. If the weather turns, it'll probably be more writing and less gardening, I suspect, but at the moment it's looking like the weather's good. So anyway, I think we're coming up on about 5 minutes there, or just gone 5 minutes. So I figure what I'll do is sign off now, wish you all a good weekend. I will try and boo again before the end of the weekend, but as I say, no promises, and definitely not going to be one a day for all the previous reasons. So have a good evening, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.